For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is defending Saudi Arabia. He told the Associated Press that blaming the country's top rulers for missing Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is another case of guilty until proven innocent. There's rumors that a singular man operated outside the chain of command to ambush the journalist inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The president told Fox Business why he doesn't want to cancel an arms sale to Saudi Arabia.
Congressmen say, oh, if they did that, we should punish them by not selling them equipment. Well, if we don't sell them the equipment, they'll buy lesser quality equipment because we make such, it's so much better than anybody else. But they'll buy it from Russia, they'll buy it from China.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expanding the investigation by heading to Istanbul next. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The latest job report from the Labor Department is a good one. USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The government's monthly jobs report makes news with how many jobs were created or lost and what the unemployment rate is, but the Labor Department also releases a report on jobs open, and the one for August shows employers posting the most jobs in two decades, as hiring also reached a record high. Analysts say it's new evidence companies are desperate to staff up amid solid economic growth. The Labor Department says job openings did rise a slight 0.8% in August to 7.14 million, but that totals the highest on records dating back to December 2000, and it's more than the 6.2 million people who were unemployed that month. The number of available jobs has swamped the number of unemployed for five straight months now. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Senate debate in the South gets heated. With details, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Republican Martha McSally accused Democrat Kyrsten Sinema of saying it was okay to commit treason in the Arizona Senate debate that took place Monday night. McSally or Sinema will replace Jeff Flake, who decided not to run in 2018. Towards the end of the debate, things did get heated.
CNN reported that in 2003, while she was on the radio, you said it was okay for Americans to join the Taliban to fight against us.
We
said you had no problem.
We're running out of time, but we have to let you respond to that.
I want to ask right now whether you're going to apologize to the veterans and me for saying it's okay to commit treason.
We are running out of time, so we got to get a response.
Well, we need a response because she owes us an apology.
Please.
Well, Martha has chosen to run a campaign like the one you're seeing right now, where she's engaging in ridiculous attacks and smearing my campaign. And she's just trying to cut and not share the full picture. But the truth is that I've always fought for Arizona, and I have been proud to serve our state in elected office for over 13 years. Arizonans know me, and they know my record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's more volatility in the stock market, this time pushing stocks higher. The Dow closed up nearly 550 points. Market analyst Michael Farr.
This is a normal churning up and down. We'll see where it ends up, but that we had a strong day today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.